Welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 4th of May, 10 a.m. I'm joined by somebody I regard as a younger, better version of myself. I've said that on many occasions, and he's still like that. Alessio Rastani from leadingtrader.com. How are you today, Alessio?
Thanks for having me. Good to be here. So before we started, we were talking about whether you watched the debate, the French debate between Macron and Le Pen.
I didn't watch because I didn't want to see Le Pen lose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was just too much for me to didn't want to go through that heartbreak, you know.
It wasn't as entertaining. I wouldn't say it was entertaining as the ones between Trump and the others back, you know, during the election. But it was certainly, I found it very interesting, you know, especially because a lot of insults being flown at each other. Macron calling Le Pen's idea stupid a few times. Well, that was the interpretation anyway. Quite interesting watching him.
Isn't he short?
I have no idea. But he's a good-looking guy.
Shorter than that.
I have to say, even for...
I'll pass on your good wishes. Let's have a look at the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance, Fed sees economic slowdown as temporary. US dollar and Treasury yields hold gains as central bank keeps rates steady. The US economy seems to have a slow start every year. Maybe it's due to the severe winters or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. And it seems that the market has interpreted the recent Fed announcement or the Fed FOMC as, I think what I read in Market Watch is a 90% probability that the Fed is going to raise rates in June. What do you think about that? Do you think that's likely?
Yes, I think they're really, I think Janet Yellen will do anything to keep her job, and that, that means raising interest rates. That's what she's going to do.
Interesting now, what's that going to do to the US dollar? Because the US dollar, in my point, I don't have the chart right now, but it would be interesting to have a look at it because I think it's come to an inflection point where it's make or break for the US dollar, I think. That's very interesting.
I think, yes, on the dollar index, I think we are at...
that's right.
We are on the brink or the edge around 98.50, something like that.
Personally, I'm bullish on the dollar. I think that it is going to turn around and go higher, which means, of course, the euro. But of course, everything really... I mean, I think that what the market's really waiting for is for this election, the French election. And I don't think we're going to see any major moves until after Sunday, seeing what the result's going to be.
Yeah, we're right on the 200-day moving average on dollar index, 99.05 at the moment. Let's move along and have a look at Bitcoin, which hit a new record high approaching $1,500, a jump in global trading volume, particularly from Japan, and the Japan-based Bitflyer exchange is fueling the surge. So Japan have brought in Bitcoin from the cold, and Bitcoin seems to be a better version of gold at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Bitcoin a few years back when it was about $200, something around that point. $1,500, wow. And interesting thing I've noticed that as Bitcoin, or any market actually, when it goes extremely high, when it becomes like a very massive bull market, you see a lot of emails and newsletters and articles being written about it, like seminars I've seen, webinars I've seen now on Bitcoin everywhere, which probably is a contrarian indicator.
Okay, let's go along to U.S. House to vote on health bill in a possible breakthrough with Republicans' efforts to roll back Obamacare. The House plans to hold a vote today.
I'm not going to waste any time on biting my words here, but essentially the American healthcare system is a joke. It has always been a joke. I thank God every day that I live in the U.K., good old NHS, National Health Service. Okay, it's not perfect, but it's been better than anything that's happening in America. And I don't mean in a political sense. I mean, it's been for a long time, it's been broken. The reason why it's been broken is because the pharmaceutical industry can charge anything they want for their drugs. And until they fix that, they can never fix the healthcare system in America.
Well, presumably they do that here. The only problem with the NHS is it's an unsustainable cost. So we'll see how that works out in the end.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got the economic calendar, U.S. initial jobless claims, Draghi speech, and the Canadian governor of Bank of Canada governor speaking as well. On to FX sentiment, which has been a useful indicator, unfortunately a contrarian indicator in many cases, but for the Oander clients, long up to the eyeballs of gold and silver, and anything over towards 70% seems to be to shift things the other way. So they've been long and the gold and silver have fallen.
Yeah.
They're short, aggressively short on sterling and the Canadian dollar. I presume that means that sterling is going to break 130 any day now.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think pound dollar as a as a buying opportunity right now, it's okay. I do think it's a bit overbought, though. I think the upside in the British pound is a little bit limited, and I'm looking at shorting the British pound at resistance near 1.307 to 1.314 is an area I'm looking at resistance.
Should we just get through at 130, we stop everybody out, and then we come back down?
Yeah, I think that's an area where I'm looking to get short. Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the crude oil, which is struggling to hold support towards $47, continues, this is from Investors Intelligence, but continues to in its attempt to find support from the $48 level. The 14-day RSI is close to oversold, still anticipating a recovery soon. We'll see how...
As a contrarian trade, Zach, I would say this, and this happens a lot with crude oil, which it takes out it takes out previous levels, previous support. Like support right now is about 47. So keep an eye, I'd say everybody keep an eye on that 47 level, because if it breaches that and then reverses direction, if it goes back up above it again, let's say it goes above 48 again, that's a buying opportunity right there for crude oil. It does it a lot. That's this false breakout happens all the time.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which is the gold ETF, extended correction off the April high yesterday, closing across the 200-day EMA with momentum being oversold. The price should soon snap back, also from Investors Intelligence. That's a brave call.
That's right. We actually have another chart on gold, which we'll show you in a few moments, so we'll come to that in a few moments.
Okay, let's go on to... the trade of the day, Ashtead, which is a rounded top here. This was one of the main beneficiaries of the Trumpflation trade. So breach of rising trend line, rounding top, red trend line from June. Sell on the rise, 1590, objective 1465, stops above 1640. Going on to the gold, which is your slide.
Yeah, so this is an interesting setup here on gold. As you can see, Zach, one of your favorite tools, trend lines, is right there on gold, which meets us at about where we are, I think, right now at 1237. There's support at the 61.8% Fib retrace at that support, 1233. So what I'm looking for as a setup to go long on gold is if gold can hold that trend line, about 1237 to 1233, if we can hold it and not close below it, then, and we see if we see a rebound, any bounce back up above 1240, that's a buying opportunity right there on gold. So keep an eye on that. What we need is a close back up above 1245, 1240.
Okay, let's go on to the S&P.
Okay, so this is an interesting setup here on S&P. I'm of the view, I've drawn two paths here for the S&P going forward. According to Elliott wave theory, we're right now potentially in a wave 5, which is a final wave in this bull market. I wouldn't say maybe the bull market, but certainly in this uptrend we've been having since the beginning of the new year. So I think the red path is much more likely. I think we're going to see a potential small rally up to 2400, 2420. Keep your eye out, I'd say everybody just keep your eye on that 2420 resistance, because if we then reverse suddenly below 2400 again, that red path that I've drawn on that chart, if you just see that chart one more time, guys, is very likely we're going to head back down to support. But, and this is a but, if we close twice above 2420, then I think this rally is very likely to continue.
Okay, let's go on to a favorite stock of both of ours.
So, Zach, you remember back, I think about a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Twitter. And as you recall, you said you'd buy Twitter, the company.
The whole lot, right.
And interestingly, at that time when we spoke, if you just remember, we were at support at 1450, 1400 on Twitter. 1450, I think it was. And you can see and what I said at the time was if we close above 15.5 or 16, get long on Twitter. And I hope that folks who watched that particular video, I hope you did, because you should now be in profit.
One of the best calls I've made in a long time.
Yes. you can take all the credit.
I'll take all of it. Right, going on to the broker recommendations. These are from Deutsche Bank, who I respect so much. I'm hoping to be headhunted as part of their sanitation department very soon. ITV, perennial bid target, they're going for a hold and a £1.80 target, which is around 25 pence lower than the shares are at the moment. Glencore, which is, I think, in the news today as well, hold recommendation and a £2.90 target, down from £3.30. And then Imperial Brands, which used to be Imperial Tobacco, I don't know why they changed their name, they're going for a buy recommendation but lowering their target at the moment. Imperial Brands also a potential or perennial bid target. But on that note, Alessio Rastani from LeadingTrader.com, thank you for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.